Number 13. Boring is beautiful, or at least it can be. I love Jim's group. I love Basement Systems, Inc. Jim Penman's Jim's group has been around for about 25 years. It all started with Jim's mowing, Mr. Penman's way to feed himself while pursuing a Ph.D. I don't actually know whether or not Mr. P. ever finished his Ph.D., but I do know that what's now called Jim's group is going on 3,000 franchisees in its home turf of Australia and also in New Zealand, Canada, and the U.K. There are barrels of awards, moreover, to attest to the superior work the company does and the amazing opportunities it offers its franchisees. Well, what does it do? Stuff. What kind of stuff? Well, you know, stuff. More precisely, the sort of stuff that busy people don't have the time or the inclination to do. Consider Jim's Mowing Canada, Jim's Mowing UK, Jim's Antennas, Jim's Carpet Cleaning, Jim's Car Cleaning, Jim's Dog Wash, Jim's Fencing, Jim's Floors, Jim's Painting, Jim's Paving, Jim's Pergolas, Jim's Pool Care, Jim's Pressure Cleaning, Jim's Roofing, Jim's Security Doors, Jim's Trees, and Jim's Window Cleaning, among others. If you want to know more, download free at his website the book, What Will They Franchise Next? The Story of Jim's Group. Basement Systems, Inc., previously mentioned, is a fast-growing, $60 million-plus Connecticut-based business. Larry Janeski runs it. He'll dry out your basement. See his best-selling book. Yep, Dry Basement Science. The basement thus becomes a stellar storage area, or a non-damp, non-moldy, non-illness-inducing family room or spare bedroom, whatever. Message. For would-be entrepreneurs, there's more to life than biotech and internet startups and boutique financial planning businesses. Think dog washing. Think dry basements. Think any damn thing. Message. Not cool can be very, 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 very cool. Summary. Mind the guru gap redux. As I said before, there's more to life than big, publicly traded, sexy businesses. But you'd never know it from reading the work of most management gurus. Alas, I am one of those gurus who knows the ins and outs of GE and HP, but not all that much about the other 80% or 90% or 95% or 98% of the economy. For example, I must admit that only recently did I bother to read Thomas Stanley and William Danko's classic, The Millionaire Next Door, originally published back in 1996. It talks about the successful people who run companies like Jim's Group or Basement Systems, Inc. Consider, per Stanley and Danko, these attributes of the true superstars of the world economy whom they profile in their book. They lived in the same town all their adult life. They are the first generation in their family to achieve wealth, and they had no parental support. They, quote, don't look like millionaires, don't dress like millionaires, don't eat like millionaires, don't act like millionaires, unquote. They prosper outside the realm of guru glamour. Quote, many of these types of businesses they are in could be classified as dull or normal. They are welding contractors, auctioneers, scrap metal dealers, lessors of portable toilets, dry cleaners, rebuilders of diesel engines, paving contractors, etc., unquote. Yep, that's the real Beyond the Guru's economy. And it spells OPPORTUNITY, opportunity, for any and all with guts and gumption. And you can leave the MIT PhD to the guy next door who's not the millionaire. Indeed, the MIT PhDs have their very valuable place, but it's not the only place. In fact, it's not the principal place associated with our economic welfare or excellence.